Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2. Okay, you should have got an email from Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Joe.
All right, you there, huh?
This is like underground communications.
I think we're
behind. We're behind enemy lines.
All right, so I got to see you're in there. I'm going to try to stream live to Theta TV. That's kind of the only one I can do, I think, right now. Stream key must be specified. What's this?
Like that Madonna song right now. Like a virgin for a very first time.
Yeah. I've used this. And I don't know why it's telling me I need a key. It's weird.
Why didn't you just go live on your new YouTube?
It won't let me. It wants me to verify with the phone number. And I go, I might want to wait for that.
Yeah, I guess.
Just in case, because they're like, they may recognize and go, oh, that's attached to another account, one that we banned. Why can't I stream all of a sudden anymore on Theta TV?
What if you use my telephone number?
Could, possibly.
Yeah. Hell yeah! I'm at your service. We make a good team.
Stream key. Let me look up something real quick.
Yeah.
On my email, because I may still have the data key. I may still have an email where they gave it to me.
Are we live right now?
I think we are, at least on Blog Talk.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm looking for
I told you, you needed to make it to July the 1st.
I missed it by a day, man.
Boy, oh boy, are things going on. Holy mackerels, huh?
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, that's it's getting a little bit crazy. Got what's his name? Rumpel just died. Sure, like, yeah. Well, he's 88 years old. Yeah. Okay, not so sure. I'm thinking that he just died all of a sudden right now. you know, but what do I know?
Well, that's the bottom line, is so many things are happening behind the scenes that people have no idea. It's just absurd. But we definitely know one thing, Joe, that something very, very large is about to happen.
Yeah,
because
you just feel it.
Oh, but they are going to every extreme now to purge any chances of somebody setting their voice out there. At least they're not going to make it easy. And considering all the criminals that are really running these, from YouTube to Facebook, we now know, you know, that these people are part of everything, you know. I mean, America has lost free speech. Boy, that didn't take long, did it?
Nope, not at all. You got these people on the left basically, you know, cheering. You know, it's crazy. Oh, well, it's a private company. They're allowed to do what they want. Like, wow, I guess. If you stand for complete, you know, domination and freaking communism, I guess that's okay. I guess you're right. Yeah, it's a private company. But they should have never gotten the rights they got, not being a publisher status or whatever. You know, they should be a publisher and have to, you know, have their feet held to the fire, basically. Just crazy how
right.
They can just get away with this.
Right. But, you know, like I said, I kind of smile at this stuff because, you know, we're all going to go through some really crazy times here. But, you know what? The good will win out on this battle. For 9 months, I've been telling people this. This is not just America. This is humanity, is what we're watching here. And this is a battle, not just here in America, but across the world and across other worlds. You know, it's a very interesting thing, may I say. And, you know, the other day when you put that little YouTube out, do any other woo-woo people, have you gotten a warning and stuff? Have you come out and tell anybody anything on that one yet?
No, I still haven't said anything. So,
yeah.
If you want to mention that, it's up to you. If we can tell them why I was asking,
well,
that's up to you.
Yeah. And that was a very, very interesting thing. You know, old woo-woo dude has seen a lot of things. and not too many things could catch me off guard. But that day, I think it was last Sunday, that it was happening, a very strange creature had shown up. And I called Joe to let him know, because this has never happened to me before. You know, I have spirits show up. I have beings show up from other worlds. But as I was driving down the road, and I told Joe that this was almost like a public service announcement that would take over your TV that something has happened, the way that it cut right into my thought and my visual aspects of seeing this. And I've never dealt with these beings. This was a very strange thing for me. And what it was, and the funny part is because of Cliff High, just came out yesterday, but, you know, last Sunday, a mantis being showed up in my thoughts, came right in. And I've never dealt with mantis. In any manner, I've heard of other people. I've never seen them until this point. And it was very interesting. It was a very large creature in comparison to us. It wasn't brown or green like a praying mantis. This was more white in color. And this mantis came out and came right into my head and said, and again, it was like a public service, that they were giving me a warning and that we were going to be attacked. And I went, what in the world? And then this being says, and we're going to be coming up. And remember when I said that to you, Joe? I said, I have no idea. I said, but if they said they're coming up, that would make me think that they're inside the earth, you know, underneath us. And then, you know, like you and I talked many times, there is no coincidences or anything. None. Zero. And then Cliff High, 5 days later or 6 days later, whatever, 5 days, I think, comes out and last night gets onto a rant about his communication with the mantis. I was mind-boggling because of what had already occurred 5 days earlier. And I had never
I hate to do this to you. I just got it finally going on Theta TV and everything, and it's recording and it's working, and so people just start showing up. So since I just got into that, maybe do a quick recap or just recap it again, because I'm going to record this too, and then I can upload it to some of the other platforms I'm on later, as well as we're streaming live right now on Theta TV, so we're good on there. So we got some people viewing. So if you won't mind, so everybody, I've got Woo Woo Dude on right now, and he's just kind of giving a little the reason why the other day I asked you guys, anyone get any weird, any Woo Woo friends that have to say anything about getting a warning about anything? You know, I just want to see, I want to throw that out there, not give you too much, because he got a warning basically from a being. And then a few days later, Cliff High is talking about these mantid beings, and he's like, oh, shit. That's what I saw in my mind. So, if you will, tell us about that again.
Yeah, so last Sunday, while I was driving, this, you know, many times when I drive, I just put into perspective, spirit will step right in and start talking to me, and I'll see them, no problem. But last Sunday, what popped up in my mind, And you know, when it's coming from another direction, they just pop in. And I was blown away at this being because I had never dealt with these beings ever, ever. Nor have I seen them. And last Sunday, this being was a praying mantis. And I told Joe that. I told Joe about it quite a while ago when it occurred. And it came into my thought where I visually, just like a TV screen, no different than if you were watching a TV, and it was a public alert that took over the screen. Boom. Didn't matter what you were thinking of. It's there. And I could see this being. I saw its head, its features. I didn't see the lower part of the body or anything else. It was more of the head area. But I got the sense that this being was very large. And, you know, most praying mantises that we've seen, real insects, they're green or they're brown. They kind of blend in with the things. But this mantis, this praying mantis, I'm going to call it, was pale or whitish. And it came right in. I didn't even have a chance to try to communicate with it at all. It was, again, like a public service announcement. I don't know if he picked up my wavelength or what, because it was so weird, and I was not in control of it. But it said clearly that he was giving me a warning. And the words that he used was, you're going to be attacked. Now, you know, the words attack, you have to look at it and go, well, that could have so many different meanings, all right, on this planet. Me personally, I don't know. But may I say, it really struck me. And I really wasn't going to tell you, Joe, because it was so far-fetched, and because it was a warning of attack, I didn't want to send that fear out in any manner, you know.
Right.
After a day or two, I said, you know, screw it. I said, if I can't tell Joe, the hell with it. You know, because you're there. You've seen enough. And it was freaking bizarre. And go ahead.
Well, you've been telling me for the last couple of weeks or so, you said, you know, man, if you could just make it till July on your YouTube, you know, you're like, I think it's in July, like something's supposed to happen in July. And, you know, if you can make it till then, I think you might make it. You know, I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, well, maybe they won't, because July 1st, there's this law in Florida that they can't, you know, silence people who are running for office, you know, that kind of thing. And, but I'm like, I'm not running for office, so who knows, but the last day of the month, I get nailed, you know, of June. So we're about to enter July tomorrow. And boy, it just seems like there's definitely something going on, you know, behind the scenes. I've heard that there's more military now coming. You know, a lot of them left D.C. and now they're coming back to D.C., supposedly. It just seems very strange if you're just really paying attention. But you got to be paying attention. You can't just have the news on and expect to hear any of this, because they're not going to talk about it. They had this election, mayor, I think it was for mayor, and they had 135,000 or something test votes that they accidentally left in the system. You know, so no, it was just a mistake. You know, we didn't. Of course, it's not election fraud. It's a mistake. We made a mistake by 135,000. You know, basically fake votes we put in the system on accident. You know, it's like, give me a break. This is just like rampant. This crop is rampant. It's going everywhere, and it seems like it's all starting to come out. You know, they've got Fauci in the hot seat. There's more and more stuff on the vaccines coming out on a daily basis. They're trying to do, you know, I'm hearing stuff about them, you know, naming Fauci and the World Health Organization, certain people, like they're going to try and do Nuremberg trials again against these people. Like it's getting quite crazy, you know, to say the least. So, you know, here we are, July's right around the corner tomorrow, and I'm kicked off. Donald Rumsfeld dies, you know, announced today. I'm like, you just couldn't make this stuff up. Like, stuff is getting ready. There's some other psychics who are being nailed, strikes and strikes and strikes on YouTube. Psychic LJ, I think, was her name. She got, I think, two strikes. I'm not sure if they finally got her, but that was just a couple of days ago. And then they got me. So it's like they're out on a mission to silence absolutely everybody, as if they know something's coming, that they've got to try to keep the narrative, because they can't have us telling people what's going on. And so they're, of course, preemptively. And I think you told me earlier, you're like, yeah, that's what they do. What's the first thing you do in a war? You take out communications so that only you can basically communicate. And that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. And then my friend Steven, he sends me a picture, a text just a little while ago. And he's like, look at this. I just got an emergency alert on my phone. You know, New York City, surrounding areas, please shut off any excess electricity due to the heat wave, you know. And I'm like, well, the hot part of the day is done, isn't it? Like, you know, it's 8 o'clock here now. It wasn't that long ago that he sent it to me. So I'm like, well, isn't the hottest part of the day already over with? Why didn't the alert go out then, when everyone would have been using the most electricity? People are at work, electricity's running, the AC, now they're all going home, and you're telling me now? And then there was another one, California. Someone just sent me something else about California. Another one up in Canada. It's like, okay, they're getting ready for the power grid shutdown. And I think with the voter stuff, if they shut the internet down, how are you going to do anything? And then let's go into the John McAfee thing. Oh, you know, the dead man switch. And there's this ETH wallet he had with a token he created called WACT, start sending weird pings out to other wallets and stuff similar. And it's all of a sudden active. So everyone's going, oh my God, that's how he's going to release the 31 terabytes of corruption data on the world leaders, including our own. They're going to do it through the Ethereum blockchain chain, because how are you going to stop that? You know, if you have an ETH node, you're going to have the download, you know, basically. So I guess in some of that is encoded some certain things where people can look for more information, but I haven't followed it too much. But that just happened, you know, and you mentioned, oh, Spirit's showing me dominoes. And like the game where you're having fun, you knock things over and they start triggering different things as the things, you know, go down. And you go, they just showed me the first one being knocked over. And it's like a series of unstoppable events now. And I'm like, well, that's funny because John McAfee just allegedly died and triggered a dead man switch. That's going to trigger other things. So it's like perfect timing for you to say that right before it happened. You know, you got that. So it's going to be probably a really, really interesting summer. I mean, hell, the first part of the year in spring was pretty interesting, and I think it's about to get a whole heck of a lot more interesting.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, the dominoes was that wasn't a dream. That was a total wide awake vision.
Okay.
And, you know, but even when you get visions like that, you want to put a lot of discernment and what you're getting. And when I was looking at the dominoes, I was looking all across, and they were thousands of them, you know. And as these dominoes began to fall, you're right, it was before McAfee. It was before the bombing that just happened. On, you know, the Syria area, the Miami
building
apartment.
Yep.
And trust me, Spirit said there's a lot more to that. All right.
So, no, it's just a bad built building, and the property owner had he had warnings beforehand, and he didn't do anything. And yeah, okay.
You know, what you're gonna find is that somebody had an apartment, okay, in that condo. And
yeah.
I think you may find out that either McAfee or some other real higher-ups had places in there. So that, there's a lot more to that. That is not, well, it was just...
Well, they said 30%
no.
of the tenants were foreign nationals, supposedly.
Yeah.
What's the
odds?
30%. Yeah. And then how about Bill Cosby being released from prison all of a sudden? Bill Cosby released. And I was wondering, like, did the deep state set him up, or was he really a predator? You know, you just don't even know nowadays. Because that's how they set people up, you know, honestly. So it's like they set them up, and you hear all this stuff. You're like, oh, my God, this guy's been, you know, raping women or taking advantage of kids. But you realize, well, wait a minute, that's what the deep state does to people. They want to silence. So you don't even really know if it's true or not. Like, so maybe he did, maybe he didn't. And Supreme Court ruled over there, up, let him out. All again, right now, man, this is just too coincidental. And my first instinct was, you know what, maybe he's innocent. And this is just the first step of, okay, get ready for more. Like I said in my dream last night, I saw this gigantic great white shark. I'm underwater watching it just destroy on an absolute rampage, just fish and things and stuff, just tearing everything apart. I wake up and I immediately go, Trump's about to go on a rampage. And I thought, well, maybe so, because Donald Trump Jr. just tweeted about Cosby being let out of the prison. And he didn't tweet it in a way that's like, oh, you know, like, oh, another sicko got loose. Like, he didn't tweet it that way. It was like almost like he was saying this is good news, the way he's just kind of the way he posted, I guess. You know, he didn't really say one way or the other, but typically he'll make a smart comment when, you know, he's got a point to make about the left or the deep state or whatever, and he did not do any kind of comment like that. So I'm thinking, man, again, maybe some people are, you know, the dominoes are falling, like you showed, and okay, that one's going to get released, and oh, there's another one, and, you know, who knows? Just all this stuff's happening. And like you said earlier this year, like, you're like, when this stuff starts to go, I think we're going to experience this stuff like all around the same time. Like, it's just going to be one thing, another thing, another thing. It's just going to keep coming at us, rapid fire, different stuff. And of course, now the big stupid thing, oh, the Delta variant. of COVID, the Delta variant now. Oh, guess what, all you in Los Angeles, all you vaxxers who got the vaccine and I get to go outside, nope, they're locking you down again because of the Delta variant, of course. The vaccine you got doesn't include the Delta variant. Sorry. It's like, oh, God, we tried to tell these people. We tried to tell them, and now they're getting a taste of their own medicine. And I'm one part of you say, oh, I love it. They need a taste of their own medicine. But the other part is like, well, this isn't exactly good stuff that's happening, so you don't wish it upon anybody. But we're already halfway into this. I only got it for an hour. So there's a few people in line. You want to take some of these calls? There's just maybe five or six in line, I think.
Somewhere. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be
who knows
awesome.
What's going to happen, what they're going to say or ask. Let's see. So first, I'm going with, let's see. Area code 856-375. You are on with Jay Snip and Woo Woo Dude. Who do I have?
Hey, Jay Snip. Hey, Woo Woo Dude. This is Amit from San Diego.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? Woo Woo Dude. Yeah, I talked to you. I had a session with you months ago. But I guess touching upon what you guys were talking about earlier, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, Cliff was saying something about July 9th being a date with the whole power grid internet type stuff. I'm not sure
was
if
it
you can
7th
get
or 9th? Was it 7th or 9th?
It was a Friday. I forget what it was. Let me look at the calendar here.
Let me double check too, yeah, because I thought I said the 7th. That's a Monday, so maybe and 9th's the Wednesday. I thought it was the 7th, but nonetheless, yeah, this next week or so, I remember him talking about that, like the power grid. I'm not sure where he got that from either, because he didn't share anything with me, you know, even in like an email or anything. So I don't know if that was WebBot data or what, but go ahead and continue.
Yeah, I don't think it was WebBot data. He was he found some cybersecurity hacker type stuff. I think
the dark web maybe.
Yeah. So I guess I'm trying to figure out if you, Joe, or Woo Woo Dude know anything more about when all those things would happen in regards to whether it's going to be the whole country, part of the country, or whatever, because my other part was going to be, well, you know, if Cliff was saying that, you know, I was thinking about taking a vacation, maybe going to Mexico for a little bit and come back or something, but.
Yeah, but nothing for nothing. At this point in time, because we're dealing with a worldwide issue here, you know, for the longest time, even I think it was the last live stream that I did, I said, that'll be the last warning I'm going to give everybody. I said, spirit was all over me to tell everybody, get your things that you're going to need and get a generator.
Yeah.
And the thing is all around, we'll just stick with the United States, okay? All around the United States, I saw issues with people having power for different reasons. Because, the thing is we're dealing with so many different things right now. Never mind the political aspect of things, but we're dealing with phenomena that I've warned people about that was going to happen as we head into the summer. I said we were going to hit temperatures that were just going to be crazy, okay, and go from one extent to the other. What are we seeing? I had warned somebody that had lived out in Vegas, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I told the guy when I was doing a reading with him, I said, I know this is going to sound weird, but spirit showed me a temperature of 130 degrees. I said, and I told the guy, I said, I know it sounds crazy, but they don't lie to me. And then what did we see? Temperatures 130 degrees. So right now, taking off, I don't think is a good thing. I think right now, hunkering down, staying close to home is the smartest. And,
that's what I feel.
And then on top of it, absolutely. And then on top of it, when you're saying timing, all right, things have happened exactly the way I thought they were going to happen to an extent, all right? Now, you're hearing July 7th or whatever, all right? The hairs of my neck are standing up now from today, all the way out to maybe July 20th. And this is part of why we were talking about cryptos. And I said all spring, I said, I can't really follow them. But the last thing I did, I said, I got to go with my gut. And I went back in on a few items. And the real reason was because I only trade on Coinbase. And whenever I try to take advantage of something and get it low, I can't get it. All right.
Yeah.
They have issues. So I finally said, all right, I'm okay at the price I'm in now. I know it's about to get hairy, going up and down, hold on to your britches, but I keep looking, way out in summertime, in a warm summer, and again, that goes till September, but I saw, a high number above 100 to 150,000 on Bitcoin. So we just have to go through this, and I know Snippy's like a freaking vulture up on the highway looking down at the armadillo shining across the road going, yeah, that baby ain't going to make it. When he gets halfway across, he's down there scooping it up. So Joe's really taking advantage of some of these low prices. And do I believe it's going to drop some more again? Yeah, absolutely. But I also believe that when it starts to jump, I don't think you're going to get in quick enough. So I'm just hanging in there. But, again, my time, I would really be concerned between now and at least July 20th. But I'm going to say this to you, and I don't know why they said this. So all of you out there, take it and put discernment into it. One of the visions, and Joe said it, is they told me to buy some American flags. I'm going to need it. And then they said, make sure they're not from China, right? And
I remember that.
And I went, wow. And then remember what I said about the dominoes, and I'm watching them go. And if you ever watch a big display of dominoes, as they're falling, something big will happen, and then it goes on, and then something else big will happen. Now, I don't know if this was just a coincidence or whatever, all right? The first big thing that I saw were fireworks, a big fireworks display. Now, does that mean something's happening on July 4th? Very possible. Or was it more of a display to let me know that all the dominoes are falling? You got to put discernment, but considering, my hair on my neck is standing up like a rooster. I just think we're in for some really funky times. Good question.
All right,
good question.
Yeah, on that note, I'm going to take another call. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is caller area code 951-428. Who is on the line?
Hey, Snippy, what would you do? This is the Bitcoin Prepper.
Hey.
Bitcoin Prepper, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, yeah. I'm just kind of curious. Hearing different things about what the people that have been vaccinated, different numbers, hearing 50%. Within the next 2-3 years, what percent of the vaccinated people do you think are going to die? Is it more than 50%? Is it
Snippy? Or me?
Well, I'll just say, I could throw a dart. I don't know. I'll say that.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to say. We're going to have losses for a lot of different reasons. Okay? In my heart, and I know people say, that's opium. Well, hope is what makes us all human, all right? If this ends up being really bad with the injections, in my heart, I really believe that a lot of people might have gotten saline solutions. In my heart, I really believe the good guys found out about it, and some of these things were changed.
I actually believe the same thing.
Yeah,
got regular. I tried the magnet test on my mom and dad, and it failed.
Yeah, and you got to kind of keep that thought. Now, you hear people get the shot and like immediately, they're unbelievable problems. All right, obviously we know they got the real McCoy. All right,
yeah.
All the airplane pilots that are dying. Who is it? American Airlines. I think it's American Airlines.
I don't remember.
Canceled 1,000 flights. Right now, a thousand flights. Why? Because they've lost a lot of pilots. Ain't that weird shit. But in my heart of hearts, I really believe that a lot of our loved ones that are out there and they're not having any issues, I think they got a saline solution. So let's just hope and pray that. Yeah, I think the good guys found out more about it, maybe not in the very beginning. Oh, maybe they have. There was a lot of hints out there of what was going on. So, I mean, we'll see. Even the guy from Moderna who invented the vaccine, I mean, he came out and said something. So my feeling is, did he already tell the Trump Organization?
Right.
Did they already step in? I'm going to believe yes.
Because there was group of National Guard that some guy, ran him off the road and held him at gunpoint because they had the vaccines in the back and you didn't want them to, give them to people. And we're like, what the hell is that about? And I thought, first of all, what the hell is the National Guard doing with any vaccines? That's not how it goes. It's not how they normally do this.
Right.
So again, that might have been a hint like, hey, just FYI, maybe they do have it. And maybe what they have is actually the good ones, saline solution.
Yeah.
So.
And I also believe that there's drugs out there, I really believe it, that can attack the virus.
The bad stuff, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and target that. So I've got to kind of stick with that and have hope in my heart because it's tough when you know people, loved ones, and you just, oh, my gosh, but I got to stick with my heart on this, and I really believe, a lot of us will make it through that. Yeah.
That's great. Great news. Let me ask you this. White Dove has also predicted that, there will be a true pandemic coming. Is the Delta variant, is that the one that White Dove was foretelling that's going to be an actual pandemic? But because of all this, I've had Desiree tell me that a lot of people aren't, when it comes, a lot of people won't believe it, and then they won't do a lot of things that they should do when an actual pandemic comes, and then there'll be additional deaths because of that.
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you?
Hey, Joe, do you remember a year ago you were asking me
about
the virus?
Yeah, I know what you said.
Okay.
I know what you said.
And way back, why don't you say what I said, Joe?
You said it was like I was grabbing a chameleon and it changed colors, like, oh. And then later on, there's a chameleon again. I grab it, but this time it turned into a freaking giant iguana. Like, whoa, that's not what that's supposed to be. So you were saying, like, there's probably going to be another one. Of course, we don't know if it's the Delta variant or not. Me personally, I think the Delta variant is just nonsense. It's just more lockdown bullshit. But perhaps they realize, okay, our tricks aren't working. Okay. Well, now it's time, since we're going down anyways, let's go ahead and do some real damage. Maybe then they actually do release something. So that's kind of what you got. That's what you got last year. You told me like there would be a secondary something that comes that's the one you're going to have to watch out for.
Yeah.
And it's probably not here.
And what I said is I saw an iguana and it turned around and bit you. All right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I know right now, we are at war. War is being waged in so many different ways. It's not going to be like World War II where you just come out and start dropping bombs because nothing would be left. All right? I mean, the powers that be want to have something to control. If it's all gone, then they're not going to have anything in their lifetime.
Yeah.
And I really believe the only way that they could do it and lead to structures is by a warfare. And I'm telling you, something really big is going to happen to China. I saw it. It's big. All right. And it's coming their way, whatever this is. And there's going to be a lot of death over there. I'm not sure what it is.
Could be that freaking dam.
Well,
Three Gorges Dam.
It could be anything, but I did see that, And I saw that a long time ago, right when they were going to attack us again, is where I saw that. And then they had to go home because they were dealing with things. So, again, what is it? I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I can see a lot of things, and I really don't need explanation to what it is. It's kind of like you look at it for what it is and then go, okay, does it really matter? What does it? As long as it turns them around and they go the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, I got to grab another call. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
all right, thanks,
go for
guys.
It.
All right.
Take care, guys. Yeah.
I'm going to run through these. Well, there's not too many in line, so before we run out of time, caller 520-982. You're on the show with Snip and Woo Woo Dude. You there? Caller 520-982. You there? Going once. Going twice. Three times a charm. You're gone. Next one. All right. Caller 914.
This is like a game show.
Caller 914-819. You are on the show. You there? Is anybody out there?
The underground. We're behind enemy lines.
I think we're talking to Woo. We're in the spirit realm or something. They're trying to talk to us telepathically instead. Okay, 914-819. Going once. Going twice. Gone. Let's try another one. Here we go. We got a few in line. Area code 601878. Are you there?
Kind of weird that none of them are on there.
Yeah, I wonder if
I'm here. I just want to say
there?
Hello.
Okay.
It's Wendell. I'm tied up. I'll talk later.
All right. Talk to you later. So it does work. All right. Next one.
Well, that was a good check.
Yeah. Nice chat with you, Wendell. Area code 347-589. You're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, first I want to start off by saying blessings to you guys, and I appreciate everything that you guys do for this community, and I know nothing but good love and positivity for you guys and your family.
Appreciate that.
That's awesome.
No problem.
Yeah.
No, of course.
Absolutely.
No, of course. Let me tell you something, what we'll do, and let me tell you something, Jay Smith. Man, you guys are a blessing, man. Honestly, me and my family, we love you guys from the kids to the wife, and please continue doing your job that you're doing because, like I said, you're opening the eyes and doors to many people.
Sweet. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
that's awesome.
The question that I want to ask is, all right, Snip and Woo Woo Doo, you know, me and my wife, we go through a little bit of hardship because we're trying to figure out, because we live in New York City here in the Bronx, and we're like, you know, our spidey senses is telling us to get out of here, but we don't know if we want to use all our resources from our crypto to get out of here because we don't know if it's the right time to leave. But like I said, we got family here, we got children that be raised, and we don't want to just be here because, you know, especially with these major cities, I have something, a bad feeling, which is about being here, and I'm lost because I don't know exactly what to do.
Yeah, you know what? The bottom line is you're listening to your gut. All right, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So what
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you is a lot of things are going to be happening in the big cities, a lot of
mm-hmm.
not good things.
Mm-hmm.
So have a plan B in the respect
okay.
that maybe you could go to upstate New York if it starts to get hairy or
mm-hmm.
do you know what I'm saying?
No, of course.
And,
we'll
just see how that,
PA
just
and
see,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Just see how this thing flows out. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, at this time, you're there, and just like so many other people are in cities.
Mm-hmm.
All I could tell everybody is really keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is very fluid, all right? It's big. It's happening. There's a purge going on. So we all know in our heart that, okay, something big is about to happen. If it comes down
mm-hmm.
in your area, what's your plan B? The plan B is not to take everything with you. The plan B is to get the hell out of there, right?
Of course.
If
of course,
it turns
of course,
really bad.
Of course.
Do you have family in upstate New York?
that's the thing. We have no family. It's just us, you know, and we're relying on ourselves, you know, and that's the thing that's scary. And it's the truth about it. You know, we have to deal with what cards are being dealt to us, you know? So we're just trying to figure out to do the right thing, you know, because half of our things, you know, we want to take some of our crypto. We are heavy investors in XRP and we want to get out and, you know, purchase a home just to be sustainable, whatever's going to happen. But we just don't know, you know, because, you know, I know something good is going to come out of the crypto, but now I'm in the situation where I got to decide safety over wealth, you know? So I'm in a battle of I'm at a loss, basically, and I'm asking for discernment and more discernment than I'm asking for the Creator to give me, but I don't know, and I kind of feel like I just got to jump the gun, but I don't know what to do, you know?
And I'm going to tell you something. I really, even Clifton is seeing it, that in a later part of the summer, that cryptos are going to start flying. Okay, I saw it. So if that happens, I believe a lot of normalcy will be occurring. Are we still going to be dealing with stuff? Absolutely. But you know what? It just might not be as bad as what a lot of us are thinking. I really believe that, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 months ago, I said I saw in these major cities, it was like a Frankenstein movie where all the townspeople were going after Frankenstein with pitchforks and torches. And that analogy was the people are going to be going after their politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe it's going to happen. And I think we all have to have faith in this humanity. And we may have some troubles, and maybe it'll only last for 7 to 10 days of the shit hitting the fan. You know what I'm saying? And the object is to make it through these things. So, you know, keep enough stuff in the house that you can make it, you know, a week or 2 weeks to get through these things. So at least take. You know what I'm saying? Half the battle
is
not overreacting.
No, of course. And luckily, thanks to you guys, you know, and what you guys have learned, we've been in great preparation already for years. Like, we already have 2 years of worth of food and water in the case of emergency. Unlike, you know, Jay Kipp, that's lucky he could get guns in Florida, but here in New York, we're stacked up with a lot of knives.
But, you know, so you're sitting fine in that respect. So you can hunker down inside. You know, that's the way I look at it. And again, you don't want to run around. You know, these people that think they're going to wear army fatigues and go out the middle of the street. Yeah, that's a great target. You know?
Of course.
The object is to be smart. Yeah. Like I tell people, you don't want to be the first guy killed and then find out on the other side that it was only a 3-day war. You go, shit, I couldn't wait until Thursday. Yeah, man, it would have been all over. All right.
No, absolutely.
And honestly, I really believe we're going to see the hand of God come in here. This is really big, but this is really deep, and this is for all humanity. And I really feel strong about that. Just like Trump, I will never change my words that they said. They said he wasn't leaving. That's what they said. So I ain't going to change it, and let's just see what the hell happens. But it's a bigger hand that's playing with this chessboard.
I believe it. And just like this call to turn me to call you guys, and the same way I'm going to keep my faith alive and the power of good, because, you know, we listen to one voice and one voice only, and only the Creator will have discernment for all of us, you know. And I appreciate you guys for taking this call. Blessings be to you guys. Snip, thank you for everything. And you are the man, all right?
Oh, you're awesome.
All right.
You take care now,
Take care. Same to you guys. Take care.
All right,
got two or three more. We might be able
to
get
in
here.
What a nice call.
Yeah, area code 915-478. You're all on the Snip and Woo-Woo, dude.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Hello, Woo-Woo dude, Joe-sang.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. I just want to say, I don't have any question, but I'm just wholeheartedly grateful to meet you guys, not physically meeting you guys, but met you in this lifetime, and I'm sure that other people feel in the same way. And I had a, you know, 1 hour reading with a woo-woo-doo a couple of months ago.
Oh.
And I didn't ask woo-woo-doo anything because we were just chit-chatting about, it just, this is the way it's supposed to be. We are on the good timeline. I think we are really co-creating every second of it. And I just want to say thank you to you guys.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I do believe we're on the correct timeline for humanity. Absolutely. I'm with you 100% there.
And we have to add, the Hunter Biden timeline is still on. Is still on.
Yes, it is.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, everyone. Thanks for the call.
Yes, thank you
and
so
I'm
much.
Waiting for Nancy, I'm waiting for Nancy Pelosi to fall harder than Martha Stewart did. What do you think?
Gosh, I can't wait for that day. I'll be cheering in the street screaming. Area code 856-375. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, guys. It's Amit again. I guess you didn't have that call. So I got another question, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, so both you guys, I guess, you know, obviously you heard a lot of bad things about the vax and whatnot, but I'm thinking about the actual the virus itself. I mean, you know, I got it back in December, but I got everything smell and everything back afterwards. So I was just wondering if you can tell or see anything, if there's anything, you know, within that spike protein that over the years will do something, or if there's any way to, you know, totally 100% get rid of that from your body, if there's any lingering effects.
You didn't get the vaccine. You just got the, they said that you tested positive.
Right. I
Is that right?
Yeah, I got the I didn't take the vax. I got the
I don't think you'll have any problems.
Yeah. And you know, this is honestly from the bottom of my heart, everybody out there, everybody has such a fear of dying and death. I get it. You know, I'm the weirdo that really, okay. You know, we go back home. On all of us, we're all here for the special time of humanity. No matter what we do, all right, you can't really screw this up. It's whatever day, hey, listen, I can walk outside my house and get attacked by a bear up here and go, really? This is the one you guys are waiting for, right? World War II get taken out by a bear? It's when your date is up, it's up. Bottom line, hands down, you get back to the other side and go, oh, shit, I didn't see that one coming. Eh, it is what it is. But when you can eliminate that fear from you and get out from under it, you'll really feel freer. Because you know what? like one of the neighbors said, Wutu, this is the end day. Yeah, no shit. The day you took your first breath, it was your end day. You know? It's like, hey, it's all part of it, my friend. And all I can say is stay in the game. Don't worry about it. There is no death. Absolutely no death. You get out of your astronaut suit, and you're back on the other side. It's like a game of Monopoly. Son of a bitch. Try to stay in the game as long as you can, and don't you ever give up. And I remember when I was dead, Spirit told me to say that to everybody. And now I'm starting to realize why. They said to tell everybody, in your darkest moment, don't you ever give up, because you know not who you are, and all they have to do is snap their fingers. Bingo. So don't worry about that. And I'm going to tell you something. The technologies that I saw coming down the road were unbelievable, just incredible things. So I really see us going in the right direction. So even if we all have problems, believe you me, the med beds or whatever, what we're doing wants to pay the beds for that one. My astronaut suit. I got a lot of holes in it. It's not the age, man. It's the mileage. You know, it's like, all righty then. But, yeah, hang in there. And, you know, I never came out and said to anybody, but when the virus just started, and Julianne knows very much about this, okay, I got very, very sick. I was very sick. I would get temperature spikes, and then 2 days later, temperature spikes. I lost my taste. I mean, everything that you can think of. I never went, though, to get tested, okay? And thank God for Cliff High, because I followed, his regimen, okay, doing the C60, high dosages of vitamin D. I've been harvesting chaga mushrooms where I live. They grow wild up here on the birch trees, and doing all that. And I nursed myself, but I got to tell you, I think I was sick for about 2 weeks. So I think it affects everybody a little different. And I don't think, it attacks your lungs, it attacks everything, but so doesn't any of these other viruses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do. And sometimes you get hit heavier than others. It is what it is. I think follow those protocols, keep your immune system up, tip toppy, and because again, remember, I did see an iguana coming, so
yeah.
There's something else coming, and I do not believe that it's a variant D bullshit. Okay, I think that's more of They really need us locked down, because it's the only way they can control us, if they keep you in the houses, because something big is coming down. That's what this whole thing is, and it's big. So they
all
need to control.
All right, we got about 2 minutes. I'm going to try to take one more call.
Oh, yeah,
all right,
go
thanks
for it.
For calling. All right, one more call.
Take care, man.
Talk to you later. Bye. One more call. Here we go. Let's see. 562-708. We only got about 2 minutes. You there?
Well, this question might be a bit long. Then I was interested in the uproar over the Kamloops Residential School. They keep finding more and more unmarked children's graves there, and the population is getting so mad. I'm wondering if this is going to be what blows up the Vatican and the royal family. They're burning churches down now up there.
Yeah,
Canada.
I saw that. They burned two down. Yeah. I don't know if Wudu's picking up on anything like spirit-wise, but I'm following it too.
Absolutely.
And I think the people have had enough of the church doing this kind of thing to people, to the indigenous people. And it's just the truth's coming out.
They can't bury
the
story.
Numbers are
gonna
get greater.
I've been following this story for years, and they just cannot bury it.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you know, unfortunately, they've been doing a lot of wrong things for a long time. And you can go back to when Christ was around, all right? They grabbed religion and they turned it to control. And that's not why Christ came here. Christ came here to show us a path into love. And honestly, you watch where the Vatican is, because I hate to say this, all right? But I saw a massive volcano going off, and I saw that place being leveled. And and that's not 20 years from now. I believe that's like probably within the next year or so. We'll watch. Yeah. We'll see. I could be off a little on the time, but, a lot of bad things have been taking place. And the thing is the Catholic people are beautiful people. They're just trying to follow a right
way.
It's
the church. Yeah.
It's the Vatican, yeah.
Church leadership.
Yeah.
Like anything else, everyone is a leader.
They bow down.
Fraud and corruption.
Yeah, they bow down.
Okay, well, volcano
another,
and takes out the Vatican.
King.
That will be – I can't wait.
Get your popcorn ready.
Well, I think everything's going to be changing so drastically, and that's part of what they had told me, that what we're watching, this is for humanity. We're at the precipice of time. That means everything's going to change, everything. And, we just got to make it through these rough times, and some will be rougher than others. It is what it is. But I'm not digging no hole to go hide in it. No.
No.
I'm not going to play whack-a-mole.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Take
care.
Take care now. You have a great evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, on that note, we will catch all of you later. Woo dude, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes, for this underground.
Underground studio. Talk to you later.
I feel like Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.